Okay, today's daf is Vabasra daf Kuf Chaf Aleph. And we will start with Kuf Chaf Amabez, a couple of lines up from the bottom. Just one ha'ara that I think I didn't mention a day or two ago when it came up. We were connecting the Shabbos and Avodah Zarah. Remember that Moshe Rabbeinu, one of the halachas that we say were nis'alim from him. So we mentioned was the Bekoshesh and Broslavcha and a couple of others. So back on 2 days ago, we discussed Kufyates. We discussed that Moshe Rabbeinu knew that, according to Tosfos, really he knew that there was a Chiyav Misa, but he didn't know which Chiyav Misa. Why did he know which Chiyav Misa? It was Stam Misa's Chenek, but he said, well, Shabbos is possibly like Avodah Zarah because it's so Chamor, and that's why Moshe Rabbeinu thought that maybe it wouldn't be Chenek, as he was correct. But that was we spoke about the connection between Shabbos and Avodah Zarah. I just forgot to mention the last Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos. The last Rambam Hilchos Shabbos also emphasizes this. That is, the Rambam says the end of Perek Lamed, HaShabbos v'Avodah Zarah kol achas mishtehen shkula keneged shar kol mitzvah haTorah. The Rambam says Shabbos and Avodah Zarah are both parallel and connected to all mitzvahs of the Torah. VaShabbos yaoz shebein HaKadosh Baruch Hu ubeinenu la'olam. Shabbos is our eternal oath between us and Hashem. Lufichach kol ha'over al shara mitzvahs harei hu bechlal rishei Yisrael. If somebody violates any other mitzvah, so he is a Rosh Yisrael. Ava Machal Shabbos beforhesia, hariyu ka'obin avodah zarah, ushneim kegoyim l'chol devrayhem. Lefichach, that's why Yishayahu HaNavi emphasizes this when we lay this on a fast day. Ashri enosh yasha zos uvenadam yachzik ba. What does Yishayahu HaNavi tell us to do in the future? And to be able to bring the geula, shomer Shabbos bechalolo, the chulu. That's what the Rambam says. That's what Yishayahu HaNavi picks up on Shabbos. V'chol haShomer a Shabbos kilchasa u'mechabda u'ma'anga kifikocho. And anyone who keeps it and honors it and is ma'anegid. So that's the other pasuk in Yishayahu. Us tisaneg al Hashem v'gomer. That's the last Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos where he discusses the parallel and the connection between Shabbos and Avodah Zarah. Okay. One other point from yesterday, and that is we're in the middle of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And we just spoke about what Beis Shammai does, because he does not learn the Gzeirah Shavah. We spoke about Zeh HaDavar, between Shchutei Chutz and Hafaras Nedarim, and all the halachas of Nedarim at the beginning of Parshas Matos. So we discuss whether the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel quoted there in the Mishnah about Hektish Taus, Lav Hektish. We spoke about whether there is She'ela BeHektish. And then we spoke about that the Gilyoni HaShas of Yosef Engel suggests that maybe there's a discussion even about Shabbos, whether one can be Shoel on a Kabbalah of Shabbos, right? That was the of Tosefes. So again, we mentioned that could relate whether how you look at Tosefes Shabbos in general or not. Is it a real Kabbalah as if I made the day earlier, or it's just a personal neder, but it's maybe connected to other areas of halacha? There is a discussion even in the Rishonim whether you have to be Mekabel Bepeh, could one even be Mekabel Belev, but the early achronim that discusses is the marsh, not early, but the middle achronim that discusses is the marshal on the tiles. Just to mention one machlokas that could be related to that, and that is, again, they have a very graphic lashon, and that's why I'll use this example, the marshal of Teshuvah. Shlomo Luria, in Sibin Samaches, he talks about the issue of eating early on Shmini Atzeres. Eating early Shmini Atzeres in Chutz La'aretz, when the halacha is to eat in the sukkah without making a leishi basukkah. So the Marshal discusses that halacha, and he says that you have to eat late. You have to eat late. Why can't you eat earlier? V'yamarti lo davareku. After like a lamechash klal benyin kiddush, lo mar yom chagasukis to hamosifin michol ala kodesh, v'chagasukis hu chol, v'yom shmini hu yantif. If you make early, isn't it a little strange? Maybe it's light out. Let's say you make early Shmini Atzeres. It's a little light outside. So how can you say Yom Shmini Atzeres HaChag HaZeh? If it's light outside, that I'm not worried about, says the Marshal. Why? Because Ubavu Uba Kiddush, and you're Mosif Bichol Al HaKodesh. Achein Abracha Jaleishi Basukah Kasha L'Sakein. The problem is, what are you supposed to do about the Leishi Basukah? Why? Because Shmini Atzeres, you don't make a Bracha Leishi Basukah, but it's still light outside, and you are not going to make a bracha of leishi basukah, but it's light outside. Lola omro ein ra'ui delama yigar bracha mechuyevas. Nehi the bracha zena ma'akvos haina b'diyeved. Aval lechiyuve atzmo bebracha tahainu lecho basukah ba'od yom. V'lola omro imkein avon gadolu. V'gozel chas b'shalom ha'bracha u'mo'el bahen. And then he says, but why don't you just say it's Tosefes Yontif? Right? We say Tosefes Shabbos. Ve'ishayach lo markiv shavosifin michol al hakodesh im kein avar hayom. And don't say that if you make Tosefes, the day has passed. Zeh eino. He says, I don't believe that that's how Tosefes works. So the Marshal has a more limited approach to Tosefes, even though you add on, but it is not that day. The Taz, 100 years later, after the Marshal, says, Elu Divri Marshal, he quotes him, V'yavshein Mashivin Ha'ari Lachar Moso, even though you don't wake up the lion after the lion died, meaning the Marshal has already died, and he can't defend himself, V'kal v'chomer b'shu'al kamoni, and surely a fox like me, you know, can't jump on the lion, but he says, I have to say, I find the Divri Arav Ma'od Temuim. Why? D'lomar Gazar Tainis Pechinam. Bishas Krisa Shmidi Atzeres. He says, what, you're making people fast, you're making people not make early? What's the problem? He says, Tosefes Bichol HaKodesh Daraisa. It's a din daraisa that the lahosef bichol al hakodesh. He says number one, Chazal would never have said to wait and make late shmidi atzeres. It would have said. And then number two, and this is his lashon. He says once it's bichol al hakodesh, who osa alpid sivoy tarasenu hakadosha kfar chalaf v'halach mimenu chovas hayom mashahaya alav kodem ze v'havi kmo b'laylu umachar mamish. It's like the next day. So what? So make it a little early, but if for you, you don't go by what it is outside, but what you did. So again, he has a very strong formulation of Tosefes, but that is part of whether Tosefes is just midin neder, a more limited approach, or is the actual, I have the ability to make the calendaric day earlier in halacha, right? And that could be the machlokas between the Marshal and the Taz, and various other machlokas also. Tosefes and Maseches Ksubis wonders if you're allowed to get married during Tosefes Yontif. Even though we say you're not allowed to get married on Yontif. What about during Tosefes Yontif? Tosefes has a possibility on Daf Mem Zayin that you can, maybe showing also that it is not exactly, Yontif. The Netziv has a fascinating tshuva in the Meshav Davar and Chelek Beis Simen Ayin Gimel, where he discusses a woman already lit candles. It was Erev Yontif. She already lit candles, and after she lit candles, it wasn't Shkia yet, after she lit candles, she found out that her relative had died. So the question is, what does she do? Because, so the Nesiv Shiloh was that she already got it, something was already done. What was done? She went on the floor, she sat, she was nohig a little shiva, without asking. She was a little shiva, and then she got up and it was Yontif. So the Nesiv got the Shiloh after Yontif. Did that count of shiva, so he doesn't have shiva? Or you say, though, it was no shiva. So the Nesiv says, because she did it, she did it. My Shiloh was, should she have done it? And he says, I think it's totally in the Machlokas, the Taz and the Marshal. Depending what you would think about how you view Tosefes Yontif as well, the same idea. Can you be shovel? Can you go back on your Kabbalah? Okay, that was it's a big topic, but we'll leave the rest for now. Let's continue now. We got into Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. So Beis Shammai does not use the Gzeira Shava of Zeh HaDavar, comparing the two contexts of Shrutei Chutz and Nedarim. So now the question is, so how does Beis Shammai know those halachas? If he uses that davar for something else. Whereas Nedarim b'shlosh hedyotos b'nalahu, so far as Nedarim allowed to be done with three hedyotos, meaning you don't need mumchin, how does he know that from? If he does it from the following, v'yidaber Moshe's bo'odei Hashem b'nei Yisrael. Another pasuk in Emor has a sama pasuk that Moshe told all the Moadim to b'nei Yisrael. Included in that is Shabbos. So, Rabbi Yosef Lili Omer. So we have a couple of drushos, and then we're going to explain what exactly the drushos mean. Rabbi Yosef Lili Omer, Moedei Hashem Ne'emru, Shabbos Bracious Lo Ne'emra. The emphasis is Moedei Hashem, even though Shabbos is mentioned in Emor, the Pasuk is emphasizing, says Rabbi Yosef Lili, the Moedei Hashem have a certain halacha related to them, and not Shabbos. Shabbos Bracious is what we call Shabbos. Shabbos Bracious does not have that halacha. What is that halacha? We'll have to see. Ben Azay Omer, Moadei Hashem Ne'emru, Hafares Tedarim Lo Ne'emra. Moadei Hashem have a certain halacha, but Hafares Tedarim don't have that halacha. Again, we'll have to see what that means. Reb Yossi Bar Nasan, Gamar La Laha Masisa, V'lo Yada Le'lefrusha. Reb Yossi Bar Nasan learned this brisa, knew this brisa, but he did not know what it means. What applies to Yontif and not Shabbos? What applies to Yontif and not to Hafaras Adarim? So, Azal Basra, Yidur of Sheshes, the Nahardah. He went to ask Rav Sheshes in Nahardah, V'lo Ashkechei. He couldn't find him there. So, he kept looking. Azal Basra, Yidur of Machuza. So he went to Machuza to find him. Ashkechei, and there he found him, and he asked him this question. All right, what do we have to know that detail for? Right? Why is that detail in Shas? That he went to place one and he didn't find him in place two. So we can have a little Mesiras Nefesh for learning. Right? You can't figure something out. Originally, you can't find your Rebbe in place A, so you gotta go to place B. Right? We can't give up and Nahardan Machoza, you know, might not have been able to be gone to so quickly and overnight. But he didn't stop. Everybody else didn't stop, and he went to try to figure it out. So Amar Leh, so finally he finds him in Machoza, and Rav Sheshes tells him, "My Moadi Hashem Namru Shabbos Breishis Lo Namra." I'm sorry. First he asked the question. Rav Yosef Bar-Nosson asked the question, and Amar Leh he answers, "Moadi Hashem Tzrif and Kiddush Bezdin Shabbos Breishis Ain Tzrif and Kiddush Bezdin." What does he answer? Moadi Hashem requires to be sanctified and created by Bezdin. Right, that's what we say. Mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim. The Gemara in Beitza. While Shabbos does not need Kiddush Bezdin. Shabbos Beishah does not need. Shabbos is Mekudesh V'Omeid. Shabbos doesn't need you to do anything. That's the drasha of Eila Moadi Hashem. At the end of the section of the Moadim, even though Shabbos is mentioned in the Parsha of the Moadim at the beginning, but regarding certain halachas is different. Regarding Mikroi Kodesh, right, there's an Isra Malacha, there are similarities. But regarding, the Halacha of Kiddush Bezdin, Shabbos does not need Kiddush Bezdin. Sa, what's the Havamina? Sa, Kadai, the Chamina. Ho, of Xivi, Gabi, Moados, Tiboy, Kiddush Bezdin, Kamoados. Since Shabbos is written in the Parshas HaMoadim, in Parshas Amar, so you might think that it requires Kiddush Bezdin. Kamash Balan, it does not. Good. Rashi already notes there, so then why is it, what is it doing in the Parsha of Moadim? The Parsha's Emar. What is it doing there? So Rashi there quotes, because we compare Kolam Shabbos as a Shabbos, Kilu or Kolam Shabbos as a Mordos, Kilu Shimer as a Shabbos, Kolam Zalzal as a Mordos, Kilu Zilzel as a Shabbos. It's a parallel between the two. So the Maskana we hold that there is no Kiddush, as we know, Shabbos is, Kavua Ve'omet. Says the Rashbam. A couple of points on this Gemara. Says the Rashbam, when the Gemara says that the Moadim require Kiddush Bezdin, it does not literally mean that the Moadim get Kiddush Bezdin. It's the months get Kiddush Bezdin, and the holidays flow from the months, says the Rashbam on top. Shayu makachet es hachodesh al pi ha-re'iya. As we know, they sanctify the month based on the witnesses who saw the moon. Umitoch kach miskadesh moed bezmano. And through the months being sanctified and determined, so the holidays came. Shalafi ibur ha-shanav ibur ha-chadashim ha-moadim mis'akvim. Aval ha-moadim atzman, he's emphatic about it, right? It's not that the Moadim are sanctified, the months are sanctified, and then Memela, the Moadim become sanctified through the months. There is a daya quoted here in the Ritva and in the Rashba that no, it's the months themselves. The months themselves that, obviously, they're Makadi, they do the Chadashim also, Kiddush HaChodesh. But Bezdin also, maybe a separate, element, or halachically, that's what it's considered, Kiddush HaMoadim themselves. He quotes the first, the Ritva quotes the Rashbam, Shein Moados Atzvan Srichen Kiddush El Shikacho HaChadashim, Shebehen Tluyin HaMoados, so that he quotes Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel Kasa Moad Hashem Srichen Kiddush Bezdin Ki Moshe Rabbeinu Kiddusham. Shenemar Vaydaber Moshe Es Moadei Hashem. Dibur Zeh Kiddush HaMoados Humipi Moshe. Because Makam Shema Minash HaMoados Srichen Kiddush Bezdin Lekovam. Bezdin needs to sanctify the months, the holidays directly. Velomar, Hamoed b'moed ze hamakudash. Right? This day is sanctified. Rabbi Nachana quotes that. Ad kan lashono, and the Ritva says ve'inu mischaver. I don't agree. I think that the Rashbam is correct. Meaning the month, the holidays are memela sanctified once we know when the month is. The Torah tells us what day of the month each holiday is going to be. But there is a daya here that there is an element that is added by the, Bezdin themselves to sanctify. So, the Ritva here doesn't quote more from where Rechanino got it from. Well, what if the Bezdin would not sanctify the, holiday, it wouldn't be sanctified. Right? If it would only do the month, it wouldn't be. So, the footnotes, he says, look at the other Ritva. There was another Ritva that was, somewhat known in this sugya. The Ritva in Chul and Adaf Kuf Aleph has a line that if Bezdin would not sanctify Yom Kippur, there wouldn't be Yom Kippur that year. Says the Ritva. It's at the end of the Parak here, Kuf Aleph Mabez, he quotes, not reading the whole background context, he says, Elohadar of Yitzchak Bashaz Gzeira Hayu, Shagazu Shlolasos Yom Kippur, Velo Asa Ba'oso Shana Yom HaKippurim Be'asar, V'kavuha B'Shabbos, V'afalpi She'eno Ba'asar, U'kadesh Lo Tishtakech Toras Yom HaKippurim. One year they made Yom Kippur on the Shabbos because there was a Gzeira of against Yom Kippur. They weren't allowed to keep Yom Kippur, so they didn't make it on the 10th. They made it on the Shabbos when Micholofan. They weren't during work. So then the Tosfos, he quotes Baalei HaTosfos, Hei chefsho shebitlu Yom HaKippurim, ha-peshaz gzeira afilo ha-raksa de-mesani yorg v'yavar, v'nir oli da-lo kasha, de-kiddush chadashim de-bezdin asehu, v'yal-aseh Ya'avar va'al yehareg. You don't have to give your life for a bit alasei. Ela imkein lemidas chasidus. V'yavsha dahachi gazru lebezich lo lakadsho de'ein kan yom ha-kipurim. He at least has a day there. How does it work with this ritva? It's a little difficult. But the ritva quotes there that holding like Rabbi Chananel, it seems, that the Beis Din has to sanctify the holiday and not just sanctify the month. That if Beis Din would not sanctify the holiday, then the holiday wouldn't exist. And he quotes in the footnote here, Ein klichemda shehiksha. How is it? Doesn't it say in Lo Kachu Beis Din im kanyam kipurim? We hold kaim lan karbaz bar tzadok to islay barash hashana im lo nira chodesh bismano im akachin oso for im uubar shekvar kichu shamayim. It's a very, very challenging and mechudash ritva, but this is the ritva in quoting this daya in Chulin on Daf Kuf Aleph. But again, here he argues on that day of Rabbeinu Chananel, the holidays do not need direct kiddush; it's just the months. And once the months are niskadesh by Beis Din, so then memela the months. Once the months are niskadshu, so then the holidays fall into place after that. Just on the flip side, when we talk about Shabbos, we know Shabbos is for sure Mekudesh V'Yomed. You don't need anything. But we've mentioned from Rev Soloveitchik in the past that there is an element to add on a personal Kiddush. Even though it halachically really doesn't affect it, Shabbos is Mekudesh V'Yomed, right? Even if I don't do anything about Shabbos, but there is an idea that we make Kiddush. Why do we make Kiddush? There is an idea. Rev Soloveitchik gave the mashal of Bechor. Shmuel's din of mitzvah lahakdisha by Bechor, right? Afalpi, even though Shabbos, Bechor, Nedarim Yud Gimel, even though a Bechor is Mekudesh V'Omeid, a Bechor Behema Tahora, there's still an idea, mitzvah lahakdisha, to say this is Hekdesh, this is Kadosh, right? To add my own personal element to the Hakdasha. Explains Rav Soloveitchik, so too, by Shabbos, even though Shabbos is Mekudesh V'Omeid, Mekadesh HaShabbos, but still there's an element of mitzvah lahakdisho. And that's what a Jew does when one makes Kiddush. There's a mitzvah of Zacharis Yom HaShabbos, Lekadsho, remember Shabbos to sanctify it. That's what Shabbos does. And not only Kiddush, right? The Rambam paskins that Kiddush and Havdalah are Daraisa. Against other Rishonim who say only Kiddush is Daraisa. The Rambam paskins that the Zachreyu B'Knisaso U'B'Tziaso. It's two sides of one coin. Why? Because when we sanctify Shabbos, we cordon it off from other days of the year, of the week, and in that way, we make it different, that's special and unique. That is Shabbos, mitzvah lakdisho, and therefore, even though it is Mekudesh V'Omeid, as our Gemara says, but there's still an idea of mitzvah lakdisho. Just like we just spoke about the other side, that maybe even by Yontif, even though you do the months, maybe there's a discussion whether there's an idea of sanctifying the monks directly or not. But either way, that was what the first line of the Braisa meant. Moadei Hashem Namru, Shabbos Breishas Lo Namra. It said by Moadei Menata Shabbos. But we were interested, for Beis Shammai, the second line. What was the second line? Ben Azai said, this is a din by the Moadim and not by Hafaras Adarim. So what was that referring to? So back to the Gemara. My Moadei Hashem Namru Hafaras Adarim Lo Namra, right in the middle. So the Gemara answers, Moadei Hashem Tzrichin Mumchin. Hafaras Adarim Ina Tzrichin Mumchin. Moadei Hashem, for Moadim, to sanctify the months or the holidays, you need Mumchin. Right, mumchin, meaning, Rashbam says, v'lo mekadshi begimel hedyotos, kahafaras adarim. You can't use three hedyotos. But like by hafaras adarim, that does not need mumchin. Right, that's a hafar, that could have hedyotos. Ela b'shlosha mumchin, you need three mumchin. And he quotes the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, ein lucha mumcha b'Yisrael Yosef Moshe Rabbeinu, v'kamal erachmana atiika aron bahadcha. Right, Aaron has to be with you. Hachodesh azal lachem, kachem mumchin, ve'bezen shakol, you add on another one. So that is the halacha that Hafar Zadarim does not need mumchin. What mumchin are we talking about here by Kiddush Hachodesh? That is a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. Do you need smuchin? Going back to the Sanhedrin, the Rambam writes in Seik Kuf Nun Gimel, and in the beginning of the fifth parak of Kiddush HaChodesh, the Rambam writes in Kiddush HaChodesh in Parak Hey. Let me just find it. Kiddush HaChodesh here, where he talks all about the astronomy also. Parak Hey. Kol Shamaynu Mikfias Rosh Chodesh Al Re'iya V'Ibra Shana Ein Osin Oso Ela Sanhedrin Shebe'eres Yisrael. Who does it? Three people? Sanhedrin. O Beis Din hasmuchin be'eretz Yisrael, she'nostu lohen hasanhedrin rishus. Shekach nomar l'moshe l'aron, achodesh ezelachem rosh chadashim. Upi yeshvu alamdu ishmi Moshe Rabbeinu, shekach upirish adavar. Eidu zutei mesur lachem, ulechol ha'omeid acharehem, kibim koman. Sanhedrin or Sama from the Sanhedrin. Aval bizman she'in sham Sanhedrin be'eretz Yisrael. If there's no Sanhedrin, then in Kovin Chadashim. Vein ma'abim shanim ela v'cheshbon zeh. Shanim machashvin bo hayom. Right, if there's no Sanhedrin or smuchim from the Sanhedrin, then you have to do kiddush api cheshbon. V'davar zeh halacha l'moshe misinayhu. And this is a halacha Moshe misinayhu, says the Rambam. She bizman she'in Sanhedrin, Kovin ala re'iya. Uvizman she'in sham Sanhedrin, Kovin al cheshbon zeh. Shanim machashvin bo hayom. That is the Rambam. If you look in the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos, he is not convinced. There he says, three smuchin, you don't need the Sanhedrin involved. If you have a samuch, ishbi, Moshe Rabbeinu, that would be enough. Okay, machlokas, how to understand this line. Weiter. Amar Tanan Hasam. We're up to the Mishnah. Why is this here? Now we are up to the Tu B'Av Gemara. A lot to talk about. This is here because two of the Tu B'Av reasons why it's such a holiday, as we know, is because it has to do with who people are allowed to marry, which is what the context of this parak is. As we've spoken about the past couple of days, the Bnei Slavcha, they were allowed to marry whoever they wanted. Other Shvatim could marry only within their Shevet. So it's not Hasam. Amar Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Says Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, Lo hayyudobin tovim li Yisrael, they weren't as great holidays for the Jewish people, ki chamisha asar ba'av uchiyaba kippurim, quoting the Mishnah at the end of Maseches Tainis. The greatest holidays on the Jewish calendar are Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur. Why? Shebahen, Bedos, Yerushalayim, Yosos, Bechlilov, and She'ulin. On those days, all Jewish girls, women, even those who were rich, who could afford their own clothing, would not wear their own clothing. They borrowed clothing, and everybody lent each other. Shalom Levayish, Shazvi, She'enlo. They didn't want to embarrass anyone who didn't have. And it was a great day of Simcha, and everybody went out dancing. And there was many weddings that happened that day, as we'll see, because of the reasons given. The Ritva notes that, okay, it's a challenging line to understand. But let me just ask you from another Chazal. What about Simchas Beis HaShoeva? Doesn't the Gemara say in Masech HaSukkah, Mishal Ra Simchas Beis HaShoeva, La Ra Simcha B'Yamav? Right, so how could we say that the Dafka these days, says the Ritva, that was in the Mikdash. He was talking about all Klal Yisrael. And that was only for the greatest Chachamim. V'yesh Lav Kushi, says the Ritva, the Simcha Tahasa Beis HaMikdash, B'lechud, B'gdolei Yisrael, V'gdolei Kehuna V'Leviya Bilvad. Right, but here, it's Benos Yisrael, it's all Klal Yisrael, and that's why it is a more all-encompassing Simcha. So, why is it such a happy day? Says the Gemara, Bishlama, Yom Kippurim. I understand why Yom Kippur is such an amazing happy day. Yom Slicho Mechila, Yom Shenidu Bo Lochos Achronos. It's a day that we were forgiven and we received the second Luchos, right? 120 days after Shavuos is Yom Kippur. We know after Moshe Rabbeinu was up in Har Sinai for 120 days, 40 days for the first Luchos, 40 days to get forgiveness, and then 40 days for the second Luchos. So it's an amazing day, Yom Kippur, right? We come down with the second Luchos. By the way, this line also reflects that there's Simchas Yontif on Yom Kippur. Right, we might think that Yom Kippur, we don't say Hallel. It's a day, it's inappropriate to say Hallel, as the Gemara says, but it's a day of Simcha. Right, it breaks Avelus. There is Simcha on Rosh Hashanah. Right, as the Gemara says here, there's no greater day besides that day and Tu B'Av. The Beis Halevi we've mentioned in the past has a beautiful drasha. It's really two drashas. At the end of his drashas, Yud Zayin and Yud Ches, where he talks about this line of Chazal. Yom Slicha Mechila, Yom Shenitnu Bolochas Achronos. Explains the Beis Halevi, those two lines aren't two separate ideas. Of, you get forgiveness and we got the Luchos. They go together. Again, without doing all the background of that Beis Halevi, but if you remember, we've discussed, the Beis Halevi writes there was a big difference between the first and the second set of Luchos. The first Luchos were given to Klal Yisrael, and then they were broken, and the agreement, so to speak, was broken between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. The second Luchos was a very different way, mechanism. The second Luchos explains the Beis Halevi, based on Midrashim, we became the Ksav of Torah Shebal Peh. The first set of Luchos, there was Torah Shebal Ksav, and there was Torah Shebal Peh separately. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu foresaw, by the second Luchos, that wouldn't work. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create a way that we would permanently be connected to Him. What He gives the mashal of Kedushas Damim and Kedushas Haguf. By Kedushas Damim, I give a value, something of value to the Beis HaMikdash. I give this pen to the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash doesn't need this pen. So it has Kedushas Damim. The Beis HaMikdash is going to redeem the pen, and the pen's going to become Chulin. By Kedushas Haguf, you can't get rid of it. If I makdash an animal to the Beis HaMikdash as a carbon, then that animal is going to be given as a carbon, period. Kedushas Haguf. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a situation by the Luchos Shnios that Bnei Yisrael themselves became the Ksav, became the Klaf of Torah Shebal Peh. and in that way we have Kedushas HaGuf, and in that way Hashem can never divorce us from him and break the bond. Explains the Beis Halevi, that's this line. It's a day that we got forgiveness. Why did we get forgiveness? Because Hashem gave us the second Luchos. And those second Luchos were very different than the first Luchos. Those second Luchos created Kedushas HaGuf. We were the cloth of Torah Shebaal Peh, and in that way, we were forever with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what he writes in Drosh Yud Zayin. He quotes, by Hektish, Matzinu Shnei Ofanim, Kedushas HaGuf and Kedushas Damim. And then he says, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed by the second set of Luchos. The Kedushas Damim, Kivan Shemal, Bo Adam, Benatzlan, Veneskavin Lotziam, Meirushos Hektish, Veneshamesh Bo Lehedyot, Kivan Shemal, Paka Kedusha Minei. Avo Kedushas HaGuf, it never leaves. And therefore, that's why we have the halacha of Ava Pisha Chata Yisrael, who the Gemara in Sanhedrin Mem Dalet, that's why that halacha only applies now. The Kadosh Baruch Hu lokach as Yisrael lo la'am la'olam v'kidsham ad sha'afilu im chalila yu ovdim avodah zara v'yirtu lafkia atzmam mikdushasam mikol makom lo yochol aleim tumas avodah gelilim rak mei onsham al asosam zosara avotumazu eni cholo liyoshora aleihem klal. And therefore, explains the Beis Halevi at length here, that was the difference between the first and second set of Luchos, and it's all embedded in this line of the two reasons are really one reason. The Slicha Mechila is because the concept of the second Luchos. Good. But now the Gemara says, Ela Chamisha Asar B'Av Mahi. So what about Tu B'Av? Why is that such a happy day? And the Rashbam notes that all of these opinions aren't arguing with each other, but each one heard a different reason from his Rebbe. Mar Gomar Haimei Rabbe. You Mar Gomar Haimei Rabbe. They each heard a different reason from their Rebbe. So what are they? So we have six reasons. Six reasons given for Tu B'Av. Again, this is quoted at the end of Maseches Tainis and right here. Those are the two places, the same Gemara, different people talking, giving the answers, but it's the same six reasons. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, reason number one. Yo, and this is why this is in Baba Basra. Yom Shehutru Shvatim Lavo Zebazet. It was the day that the Shvatim were allowed to intermarry in the second generation. First generation, we learned before, they weren't allowed to intermarry in other Shvatim, as we said yesterday from the Malbim, because we wanted to make sure that the whole land was settled and conquered, and therefore, another reason, you don't want it to be confusing, different Shvatim have different pieces in all different places, so that's why, first generation, you weren't allowed. But the second generation, they were allowed to. Tu B'Av was the day that they became allowed to. What does that mean? They became allowed to. Says the Tosas Riyah, they had a Misora that it would be only one generation. And the day that they publicized the Heter, they knew about what the Heter is going to be. But the day that they decided it's enough, and now they publicized the Heter, that was on Tu B'Av. Says the Tosas Rid, Pirish, lo shehem darshu mashalo kiblu mimoshe. They didn't darshu something new that they didn't get from Moshe Rabbeinu. Ela mimoshe kiblu kach, v'lo ratzu lefarsim es hadavar l'rabim, shalei fakpeku b'tzivui achi es yashvu b'nachlo sehem. They didn't want to be mafakpik. They didn't want to tell people about this, because if people knew that it was going to be up at a certain time, maybe they wouldn't have taken it seriously. So that's why they didn't say a word until now. V'achareishin es yashvu b'nachalo seyem u'pirsumu hadavar barabim shezeat tzivi lohaya el oso dar belvad asu oso yantif. That's how they made it into a yantif, said the Tosfos Rid. That was the day that they were mafarsim it. The Rashbam notes, it doesn't mean that yesterday I can marry anybody only within my shevet and now I can marry anyone. It means those people who were born afterwards. Right, it doesn't mean people who are Nasar from that first generation continue to have that. Says the Rashbam, Vahashtamiya imnish tairu adayin b'nei adam shahayu b'oso hador akati b'isurayu kaimi. Right, their grandfathered clawed in, they're still b'isur. Aval shar b'nei adam shalo hayu b'oso hador mutarin. It means anyone from that, he doesn't say specifically born afterwards, but he means in that generation and not in that generation. That is the halacha. The Marsha also emphasizes here, the simcha was for the men or for the women. The men could always marry whoever they wanted. It was the women that had the issue. That's what it seems like. So the Marsha says the emphasis here should be the women, Yom Shehutru, because now the women don't have to be as limited because they can marry whoever they want. My drosha, and what's the drosha? Again, like the Tosafot said, not that the drosha was done that day, but it's the day they publicized the drosha. Zehadavar, davar zeh, lo yehi noe, gelabadar zeh. Good, number one. Number two, Rabbi Barbrachana Amar, Rabbi Yochanan, Yom Shehutar Shevet Binyamin Lavo Bekahal. It was the day that Shevet Binyamin was allowed back in. Remember after Pilegish Begiva, the tragic story at the end of Sefer Shoftim. There was a civil war. Most of Binyamin was killed out, except for a couple hundred, and nobody married in, and ultimately the Shevet was being decimated. So therefore, they decided at the end, it's enough, we have to allow them to come back. Remember, we had a week or two ago, right? I'm back on Kuf Tezvav. We have Gemiri D'lo Kala Shifta. A Shevet is never going to be wiped out totally. So here, right, Hashkacha had it that they were able to allow Binyamin to marry in again, and that's why it was a simcha. Dechsiv, v'ish Yisrael nishbaba mispel leimar, every man swore, ish mimenu lo yitim bitol Binyamin leisha, maidrosh mimenu v'lo mibanenu. So the first two have to do with weddings and marriages. That's why Tu B'Av is a day that people get married and related issues, shiduchim v'chul. Number three, Rav Dimi bar Yosef Amar Rav Nachman, Yom Shekalu Bo Meisei Midbar. It was the day that the people in the Midbar stopped dying. But Israel in the Midbar stopped dying. Do Amar Mar, how do we know that? At Shelo Kalu Meisei Midbar, before the Meisei Midbar finished dying, Lo Haya Dibur Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was not zochet to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shneamar, Vayikasher Tamu Kalanshi HaMelchama Lamus Bikarav Am. Once they finished dying, v'samich lei, v'idaber Hashem Eli leimar, Eli haya hadibur. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to me only after the people stopped dying. The Rambam really has two pshatim here on top. What does that mean? Hashem didn't speak to Moshe at all? At all, period. So the Rambam has two pshatim. Maybe, number one is that there wasn't dibur on the same level of the beloved nature. Right, the Rambam on top, lo haya dibur Moshe, peh el peh kibatchila. He didn't have that intense way that Hashem speaks to Moshe. Avalim hutzrichu ledibur. But if Hashem had to speak to them for some reason, kagon b'maisa tekorach, shahaya achar maisa hamaraglim, right, Porach took place afterwards, right, hayim adabra ide malach, or metumim. So the special, beloved, direct nature of Hashem talking to Moshe, that's what it means. He spoke to Moshe when he needed to, but not in the same type of way. Or, inami, lo hayim adabra imo, ela ayide tzorech maisa hatzorech lahem. A, try number one is that he didn't speak to him in the same way. Number two, he only spoke to him when he needed to. And not that whenever. Like one of the differences we know is Moshe Rabbeinu versus other Nevi'im. We know the Rambam lists off the four differences. One of them is Moshe can start the conversation. Right? It's not that he waits till Hashem comes. So that didn't happen during this time. Didn't happen. It's only when there was a need, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe. But maybe it was in the same intense way. 2 days in the Rashbam, what does it mean, lo haya dibur im Moshe? There is a machlokas we've shown him here. What does it mean? We alluded to this a week or so ago. What does it mean that the Meisei Midbar stopped dying? What does that mean? Yom Shekalu Bo Meisei Midbar. The Rashbam here, and Tosfos here, quotes the Medrash in Eicha, on the bottom of Amud Aleph, the Medrash in Eicha, that every day of Tisha B'Av, throughout the desert years, they each dug their own grave. And they went to sleep in the grave, and in the morning, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Yibadlu Achayim and Amesim, and they checked. That's the Medrash. Amar Rabbi Levi, Kol Erev Tisha B'Av, Ayakruz Yotzei, Hakol Yatzu Lachpar, Chafrin V'yashenin Bahen, Ubishachris, Hakruz Yosei, Yibadu Achayim and Amesim, but you both can know some. Vinipsu, and they counted up, and they found exactly every year there was a specific number that died. The Kachasu Memshana, Yom Lashana, Yom Lashana, Bishana Achrona Asu, Badkuatspan, and they found out that everybody was there, and they said maybe they were Toa. So they waited on the 10th, the 11th, the 12th, the 13th, until the moon was full. Until Tu B'Av, they realized they didn't mess up, and therefore they realized that nobody else was supposed to die, and the Gzeira was over. Tosfos asked many questions on this day of the Rashbam, including, I don't understand, if everybody died already, then they knew nobody else was supposed to die. If all the people between 20 and 60 already died, so what happened on the last night? So I don't understand that. So Rabbeinu Tam, after a number of other questions on the Rashbam, the Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam on the fifth wide line in Tosfos, Lefi Medrash Eicha Shalomiru Lamus Ela B'Shana Achrona Bitel Mehen Hagzeira. It means that the last section, people that were supposed to die, didn't die. Hashem was mochel on the last 15,000 or however many it was, and that's what it means. They were waiting for them to die. They knew they were supposed to die. And he quotes at the end, Kashal Pirshim in Shmuel, Talama Chafru Kfarim B'Shana Achrona. According to the Rashbam, if everybody died already, why'd they dig the previous year? They knew they weren't 20 when the whole Gzeira started. So why were they Ra'u Lamus? So that's a discussion of in the Rashbam, in Rabbeinu Tam, and others discuss, you know, other answers that might exist. Tosfos in Tainus, the end of the Gemara in Tainus there, Tosfos quotes another day, that it doesn't mean that nobody died outside of Tisha B'Av during the years. Yesh Mefarshim Shayu Mesim B'chol Yom, Ach Rova Mesim Hayu La'olam B'Tisha B'Av. U'B'Chamisha Asur Ba'a Faska Gzeirav Lo Mesu Klal V'Asu Yantif. Means that at that time nobody died. Nobody died, not even a non-Tisha B'Av, but that is the Tosfos there. Also quotes the Rashbam, Rabbeinu Tam, a couple of opinions related to that day. Okay, we'll stop there about that. Vayter, fourth line. Ula Amar, Yom Shebita Bo Hoshea Ben Ela, it was the day that he nullified Pardesaos, the guards. We'll translate that as guards. That's what the Rashbam says here. Shehoshev Yeravim al Adarachim Shloyalu Yisrael Regel. We know Yeravim ben Nevat, the first king of Yisrael, after the Malchus was split, he set up guards because he was jealous. He didn't want Bnei Yisrael going down to Yerushalayim for Olah Regel. He wanted them to come up north to the alternate Mikdash that he built, and he put guards on the roads to be able to convince people and force people not to go to the base of Mikdash and to come up north, right? He was one of the few, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that might have lost his Olam Haba. He was told he had a great opportunity, but he took it, he went to his head, and he was very nervous about it. And Hoshea ben Ela, who wasn't the greatest tzaddik, as is described in Navi, it just says he wasn't as bad as some of the other kings, but he wasn't a great tzaddik, but he took away the shomrim that were there, and therefore, even for that little section of Geula, so to speak, so that was a cause for celebration. That was Ula, number four. Number five, Rav Masna Amar, Yom Shenitnu Haruge Beit HaLekfura. It was a day that the Haruge Beitar were allowed to be buried. We know they were massacred in the Bar Kokhba rebellion, right? Hundreds of thousands of were killed, and they weren't given over to be buried until much later. And then when the Jews went in to bury the Haruge Beitar, they found the bodies didn't decompose, and it was an amazing miracle. And because of that, Chazal made the fourth bracha of benching, as the Gemara says here, Damer Abasna, Oso Ayom Shinu Haruge Beitar L'Kfura, Tiknu B'Yavne Hatov Ametet. They were massacred in Yavne, remember? Yerushalayim was finished. They weren't in Yerushalayim anymore. They were in Yavne. They made a takan in Yavne. Hatov V'Hametiv. Hatov Shlo Esrichu. Hatov, that the bodies do not decompose. V'Hametiv Shenitnu L'Kfura. And Metiv, that they were given over to be able to be buried. Right? That was the bracha that was made. What was so unique and special about that nace? Why did that nace merit a bracha? Many, there were other nisim. What was unique about that nace? We'll start with the achronim. Says the tzlach, says the Noda B'Yehuda, because we have to realize when that nace took place. Right? This was, I don't know, 100 plus years after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Akiva thought that Bar Kokhba was Mashiach, as the Rambam describes in Hilchas Malachim. So they thought, just like the first Galus was 70, this Galus was also going to be short. And what happened? All of their hopes were smashed, and they were all decimated, and this was the beginning of the very long galus that we're still in. Kadosh Baruch Hu was nervous that, so to speak, kaviyachol, that, you know, we would get too depressed, and we would just have yeyosh, and we're never going to get redeemed, and we're finished. And remember, Christianity was starting right around then, and maybe they were right, that Hashem has rejected and has a bris chadashah, and a new covenant, and he's given up on us. Kadosh Baruch Hu does this miracle, the last open miracle that has been done for the nation, a couple hundred years after the Nace of Chanukah. This was the last against nature miracle to show us that Hashem still loves us, Hashem is still connected to us. That's what Chazal, how they understood this miracle, and they wanted to implant this miracle, to remind us of it throughout the Galus. And that's why they added on the bracha of benching, so we don't think the words of the tzlach, this is in Brachas Memches, Shelo nachshov chas v'shalom, Shekiva shanachnu chutz la'aretz ha'kadosha, ve'en lanu mishkan, v'shchina besochenu, e'efshar lanu lizgabra al yitzreinu hara, shemachti osanu. Forget it, we can't do it, we're finished. He says it in a little different way. He says, kena nachnu. What does Hashem say? Look at these bodies. They didn't have, Hashem protected them. Hashem protects you also. Hashem is with you in Galus, just like Hashem was with these bodies. Kena nachnu, afsha nachnu, chutz l'mishkan ha'shchina, v'shchina lo zaza mikotel ha'maravi, misham mashpes aleinu l'sayeh l'haba l'hitayr, shiyuchal lishmar atzmo. We could do it, we could serve Hashem wherever we are. That's what the Tzlach says here. The Ritva here discusses why dafke in benching. Right, why Dafka in benching? So maybe they couldn't add on to Shmona, they want to add on to Shmona Esrei, but they Dafka did it in benching. He talks about exactly why that is. It's in the context of the Birchas, after Birchas Haaretz, after the other Hoda'as that we have. We also have this Hoda'ah, we have the Hoda'ah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, always is, connected to his people. Good. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, number 6, second wide line. Rabbi Rav Yosi Damri Shavayu, Yom Sheposkin Bo, Milichros Eitzim Lomar Racha. It's the day that they stopped cutting the wood to be used for the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Tu B'Av is in the middle of the summer. It's boiling hot up until now. Chazal assumed that after this, it's not as hot, so that's why it's not going to dry out the wood as well. The wood might be moist and wormy. You don't want to use that wood. It's a balmum for the Beis HaMikdash. So it's the day that they stopped using the wood. And on that day, they made a yantif. We'll talk about why in a second. Let's just first continue. Tanya, Reb Elazar HaGadol Omer, Kivan Shigia Chamisha Asar Ba'av, Tashash Kocha Shal Chama, the Tu Ba'av, the sun is weaker, V'lo Hayu Karsim Eitzim LaMaracha, and they stopped cutting the wood for the Maracha. Amar Reb Menashe, V'karula, and they called that day Yom Tavar Magal, the day that they broke the scythe, the thing that was used to cut the wood, no more. Mikan V'Elach, after that, Demosif Yosef, after this, whoever is adds on, because now he has more time to do other mitzvahs and learning. If you do more learning, Yosef, then Hashem is Mosif bracha to you. She'eno Mosif, Yosef. And if you're not Mosif in the extra time that you have, Yosef, then Yosef. What does that mean? My Yosef, Tony of Yosef, tikbarina ime. It's not going to be good. Right, that person will not have a arichas yamim because of the extra time that he is not using for productively. A couple of interesting points. First is the machlokas. This Gemara is quoted at in the sugya of making a siyum. Right? There is a question: what is the source for the concept of making a siyum? There is a Gemara elsewhere about making a siyum that Abaya, right? Tetesi li, I made a yamatava l'rabanan every time that they finished a mesachet. But there's another source quoted, and that is right here. This is a machlokas between the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Gershom. Right here, what's the simcha of finishing this mitzvah, of finishing not cutting the wood anymore? Says the Rashbam. Rashbam says about the 20th, 15th, skinny line. Va'oso yom shepasku, hayu smechem. Lefisha va'oso yom hayu mashlimin mitzvah gedola kazos. On that day they finished this huge mitzvah, they made a party. This Rashbam is one of the sources in Shas for making a siyum. Right, they made a party when they finished the mitzvah. This isn't about learning, but it's about a mitzvah. The Nemukah Yosef also says the same idea here. On the day that you finish a mitzvah, you finish a mitzvah, simcha gedola. Right, that is not about learning, but again, that is one of the two sources that are quoted for one of the sources in Shas that are quoted for Siyum, this Rashbam. Rabbeinu Gershom right here has a different focus. He says, no, the party wasn't because for what they finish, but for what was in front of them. Ulafi Shah, Shayu Asukim, Lichros, Ate Amaracha, Hayim is Batlim, Mitam Torah. They didn't have as much time to learn. Aval, Oso Yom, Pasku, Vaasu Yantif, Shemikan Ve'elich, Hayu Oskin, Batorah. Now they had more time for Torah. That's the context the Gemara seems to have in the Hemshech. They had these two, two days. Beautiful. Right, the Shaila is, right, the Rebbe Chanan says, what, doesn't the sun go by the solar calendar? So how is it always that Tu B'Av, which comes at a different times on the solar calendar, you know, how would that work? So the Kovash Hiram just leaves it with the Rebbe Chanan leaves it with Sarachian. So some Achronim say, no, that was the point. It was an ace. It was an ace that this was the time they figured out. This was a nace that every single year, the Agadas Yerushalmi, Shehayez a nace b'kal shana, Shebetarach shel Tu B'Av, Hayatash kol chashol chama. And that's what Chazal saw, and that is what they took as a message. Making a siyum, there's a lot to talk about making a siyum. There are, if you look in the Sefer Yom HaTavel Rabbanan, which is all about in Yonim of Siyumim, he quotes in the Hagdama that there are five elements, really, regarding making a siyum, five things that we reflect in our action. Number one, it's a hoda'ah for being able to finish the Masechta. That's the first one. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us the Torah and being able to learn His Torah and finish the Masechta. Number one. Number two, there's this general simcha for finishing a mitzvah, like the Rashbam says here. This Rashbam is not specifically about Torah, but about mitzvah. That's the second point relating to Siyumim. Number three, it is a reflection of Avas Hashem. After all, if I celebrate a section of Kadosh Baruch Hu's autobiography, that's Avas Hashem, That's what he quotes from the Netziv at the end of the Shiltos. Number four, it's an encouragement to continue. Right, he quotes from Rav Salvechik. He quotes from Rav Osha Salvechik, the name of Rav Chaim, that the Iker, he says, in Europe, Chasen Brachus was more exclusive than Chasen Torah. Why? Because the Iker is to start again. The Iker is not just what you finished. And that's it by the Minhag of Asiyum, to say the first line of the next context. And that's Hadron Alach we emphasize. You don't want the Satan to think that we're done. That is number four. The focus of doing more. And finally, number five, maybe it's connecting back to Kabbalah Satorah. And it's like the celebrating the marriage again between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. And related to that, we could quote the Amshal Shlomo, who says that in his mind, there's no greater simcha than a siyum. And therefore, he says, if it was up to me, I would say Sha Simcha Bimono by a siyum. What we say at a Sheva Brachas. He says, and I did it once. I did it once, and it got out of control. Doesn't say what happened, but it says the party got out of control, and I took it as a simim in HaShemayim, that Hashem doesn't want me to do this, and the Mesorah is not to do Sha Simcha Bimono by a siyum, so I stopped. But either way, he said he has that mentality though that the Siyum Masechet is the greatest. And again, according to the Rabbeinu Gershom, they had more time to learn, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. We don't have time to go into it now, but the Shulchan Aruch says in Yoredeya, in Reish Mem Vav, especially in the winter months when there's longer nights, and night has a special school for learning Torah, we have to make sure that we dedicate our some time at night to be able to learn Torah. That's what the Shach emphasizes in Yoredeya in Reish Mem Vav. And others. Okay, let's continue. Tanu Rabbanan, Shiva Kafalas Kol Olam Kulo. Seven people, their lives span the entire world. They overlapped. Misu from the time that the first one was born. Misu Shelach, Ra Adam. Right, Adam. Adam, Rosh Shelach. Shem, Ra Misu Shelach. Yaakov, Ra Shem. Amram, Ra Et Yaakov. The Rosh Hashanah says that's a Svara. That's not the Mesorah. Achia Hashiloni, one of the Bali HaMesorah. Right, the Rambam has the list of the Bali HaMasorah, the 40 Bali HaMasorah, beginning in Mishnah Torah. So the Rambam has Achia HaShiloni. He's on the list, right? He was the one that was before, right? Where was Achia? Achia was between David and Eliyahu, right? David, Achia, Eliyahu. Achia HaShiloni, Ra'as Amram. Eliyahu, Ra'as Achia, HaShiloni. Yadayin Kayyab. And Eliyahu is still here. So seven people span the entire history of the world. Says the Gemara of Achia HaShiloni, Ra'as Amram. Vaksiv, Folonosa Me'amish, Ki'im Kali Ben Yifun of Yeshua Ben Nun. But what do you mean? Amram couldn't have survived all the way, right? He didn't exist. He didn't live, right? Only two people lived through the years of the Midbar. Amram Hamnuna lo nigzir gzeira el al shifto shel Levi. First day, Levi was excluded from the gzeira of death in the Midbar. Tichsiv by Midbar azay yiplu pikrechem v'chol pukudechem l'chomis barchem yiben esrim shalav amala misha pukudav yiben esrim, who is included only people who start their job at age 20. Yotze in the army. Yotze shifto shel Levi shepukudav yiben shloshim. As we know, Parshas by Midbar, they start counting Levi from age 30 days. Period. And that's why they weren't included. That's how Amram lived. Umishar Shvatim lo ayo. Nobody else from the other Shvatim lived. Vatanya. Yor b'menashe, machir b'menashe, noldu b'me Yaakov. V'lo mesu ad shenichnusu Yisrael la'aretz. Shene emar, v'yakum yehem anshe ha'ay kishloshim v'shisha ish. 36 men. But it says, kih, v'tanya, shloshim v'shisha mamish divir Rabbi Yehuda. One opinion, 36 men. Amar lo Rabbi Nechem, yevchino mar shloshim v'shisha. V'alolon emar ela kishloshim v'shisha. Ela ze yoyer b'menashe. Sheshokol keruba shal Sanhedrin. So you see, there was somebody not from Levi that lived. So Elo Amar Vachaber Yaakov Lo Nigzer Gzera Lo Apachlos Mi Ben Esrim Lo Yeser Mi Ben Shishim. And Amram was older, and therefore there's no problem. Lo Apachlos Mi Ben Esrim Dichsiv Mi Ben Esrim Shara Vamala Lo Yeser Mi Ben Shishim Gomar Vamala Vamala Me Arachin Mala Halon Yeser Mi Ken Mi Ben Shishim Kipachlos Mi Ben Chaf Avkan Yeser Mi Ben Shishim Kipachlos Mi Ben Esrim. Once we know that above 60, the Gzer wasn't Chalon, so too less than 20. Period. Again, there's a lot more, but we'll have to stop here, and Baruch Hashem, we will continue. But this was the Tu B'Av day, and Baruch Slavchad a little bit still, and Baruch Hashem, we will continue in this parak, getting into the Nachla and the Urim and Tumim on tomorrow's daf. Okay, we'll stop here.